I remember coming into Florida and I was like in a car and I just remember being in the back seat and like seeing, you know, these green trees and the highway, which now I know is 75, and just like thinking like, wow, like this is home. Like I was with my dad and it was the first time I'd seen him in a very long time. My name is Karen Caldillo. I work in politics because I care about people. Behind UCF, walking through the trails, there's like a pond and there's all these kind of trees, and there used to be a lot of pine trees, I've heard. Sometimes when I call my dad, I call him from here just because, like, sometimes I get a lot of anxiety just talking to him because, you know, it's like being in Orlando is, you know, being away from like the struggles and stresses that my parents have, you know, on the day to day. My family and I were from Mexico City. My dad is a Capitulino, something like that. It means that, you know, his family, it has always been in the city. They've never like migrated from a different Mexican state to the capital, right? My mom, on the other hand, her family's from Guerrero, which means warrior. When I came to the U.S., I do have a memory of being in a very confined spot. And my mom told me that when we were crossing the border, we were very lucky because we weren't walking the border like a lot of people do. We were in like a hidden compartment in like a trailer. I remember I was wearing like orthopedic wooden shoes because I had like flat feet, and my mom like trying to like shush me, but I guess like when I was sleeping I was like kicking and they're not trying to like make any noise, and I'm out here like sleeping and like you know, kicking stuff. My mom kept telling me, for your birthday you're gonna see your dad. When I did get to see my dad, it was very quick at first because he drove with his best friend to Texas to pick us up, and we quickly got in the car and then we quickly drove from Texas to Florida. And when we got to Naples, I didn't know where he lived. He lived in like a little studio apartment and it didn't have a bathroom. So when we first came here for the first couple years, we lived without a bathroom, and I don't remember much of it, but I remember that, you know, that's what my dad could afford. I used to watch Dora religiously and I kind of look like her. But my mom says that, you know, I would ask her, like, what's Dora saying? And my mom would just, like, make up, like, stories. I look back and watching Dora actually, like, I wouldn't say, like, it motivated me, but, like, it empowered me because I had never really seen anyone like me just do as she wanted to. My dad, growing up, owned a makeshift, like, DJ slash, like, in Spanish it's called sonido. Like a DJ. And so my dad made a lot of his extra money because he would work Monday through Friday 40 hours a week in construction, and then Friday through Sunday he would usually have like two either quinceañeras or salsa events. In cumbia they use a lot of the like that actually derives from slaves and being like chained together. And so they would like move at the same time to get that noise going and kind of like create their own music and sounds. And so my dad taught me that. I think it's kind of like reflective on how, like, you know, we're continuing to kind of break free, even though in a way my parents feel like they're stuck in like a golden cage. You know, it's like, yeah, they live in, you know, the most prosperous country in the world, but, you know, they kind of feel like they're caged because they can't leave and, you know, they can't really do anything that they want to do because they are undocumented, so they're kind of limited.